I'm telling you, Stacey, Bitcoin rewired my brain straight up.
So how would a tooth fairy give Bitcoin?
I can tell you exactly. We live in an attention-based economy. I have converted over to a value-based economy. Nice, neat, tidy little units.
Love that you said that. Bitcoin helps you declutter your finances, not just your life.
A simple switch that we can all make to go from our efforts not adding up to anything to our efforts adding up to something over time.
Amplify the signal by liking, subscribing, commenting, and sharing this video. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Bitcoin Nova. Today, I have Stuart with me from Sat Chats podcast production, and you have your own YouTube channel, and it's not just a one-on-one conversation. You have your co-host with you and a really amazing looking studio. I love your studio. Thank you for joining me today on my show, and I'm also looking forward to joining you as well.
Yeah, let's go, Stacey. A little value for value here today. Me on your show, you on my show. Maybe you and I will go together on somebody else's show. It's going to be amazing.
It's great. I love that. I love the collaboration. I love that I, you know, got to take the day off of fiat mining today to, you know, talk to you. Talking to Bitcoiners is the best.
It is. It is. And I never liked fiat mining until I found Bitcoin. And then I was like, I will go happily down into the mines and get as much of this dang fiat as I can because I want some more Bitcoin. How can I get some more Bitcoin?
Yeah, it feels, you know, you're right about that because prior to Bitcoin, going to work feels like such a grind. It feels like you're just going there and you're just, you know, making the same money and life costs more. So it doesn't feel like you're excited to do it. You're just kind of like drained and it just makes you feel depressed. But then when you find Bitcoin and you know that you can save your money somewhere where it actually grows and it doesn't get stolen from you, it's, yeah, you actually don't mind going to work and saving money again. It's amazing.
It's a good point, Stacey. I can remember earlier in my life, before I was a full-time Bitcoin podcaster, you know, putting all my efforts toward ensuring Bitcoin is successful, right? Which I'm so grateful for. But in my day job days, I can distinctly remember having this feeling that I needed to always be getting out ahead of like sands that were draining away underneath me the whole time. You know, it felt like I was trying to build a family and a home and an emergency fund and a retirement, like on top of a foundation that was just quicksand.
Right.
And it was like kind of just slowly leaving me. And like, I needed to find a way to get raises each year. I needed to look for a new job every 2 to 3 years because you get that bigger salary bump. You know, grocery store visits go from like 100 to 130 to 180 to 210. And it's like, it felt like I needed to always be on the move, Stacey. Almost like a financial nomad where like you can't, You can't just get a job and be good at it and earn a salary and save money and have that lead up to a dignified life in retirement. Like, you got to hustle up at all times or you'll get gobbled up. And when I found Bitcoin, it felt like I had found something that was going to basically add up to something, right? Like, it doesn't feel good to go into work each day and say, this money and my efforts, they're not going to add up to anything. I'm only going to be able to make enough to continue to go to work. Like, I'm working so that I can have shelter and food to be able to go to work the next day. I know you have a small business, but I was an employee my whole life until I started this company. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, as a worker bee, I'm just breaking even.
Right. I know. You feel like you're not thriving. You know, middle class doesn't feel like middle class anymore. Middle class feels like poverty. It feels like, you know, I know people talk about us being in a recession, but it really honestly feels more like a depression to people. Like it feels like you are getting by. You're also in debt. You're not thriving. You're not doing things like you used to. Do you have kids as well, you said?
I do. I have two kids and they have both been on my show, Stacey. My son is number 38 and he chose the Sats. So at the end of each one of our episodes, anyone can sign up to be a guest, just like anyone can buy Bitcoin. Exchange fiat for Bitcoin is the better way to talk about it. So at the end of the show, Stacey, we say, hey, look, now that we've chatted about Sats, here's your choice from us. It's a gift, $50 or $50 worth of Satoshis. My son took the Sats. My daughter came on and she took the cash and bought makeup at Target. And I was like, dude, why are you going to break my heart, babe? Come on. How are you going to come on my show about Bitcoin, my own flesh and blood? You're going to take the cash.
Well, that's the thing. I guess when you need to, you know, even Bitcoin could be used to purchase. Obviously, it's a medium of exchange, so we can buy things in Bitcoin. But when you know you're going to just spend it anyway, it's like you feel like you're just burning it on something. So you're like, all right, fine. I need makeup. I'm just going to go burn it anyway. So I do need this in the moment. But when you're planning on saving that money, you save it in Sats. You know, you're not going to save it in that cash. You're not going to. If she would have said cash and she would have put that in a piggy bank or in the bank, it would have been very sad as a parent. But at least she took that cash and she burned it, you know? So it's like, you know, she used it for a purpose. You know, she actually had to, you know, use it for something, real life stuff. But when you go back, when we talk about how you felt trying to grind and trying to figure out a solution as a dad, you know, sometimes you look at these shows like a post-apocalyptic TV show, mm-hmm. and you see these parents and their kids and they're trying to struggle through this you know, insane scenario and protect their family and do everything they can to protect their family, even though it's not such an extreme situation. You do feel like as a father you're in that position where you're like, what can I do? You need to find a way to support your family. And it's like a survival. It's a survival mechanism. So did you feel first of all, comment on that, and then I have a question.
Well, I think before Bitcoin, the best I was able to muster was this idea that I could simply out-earn my stupidity. I don't really think I had I don't think my time preference was low enough before Bitcoin to go through zombie apocalypse scenarios in my head, except for my wife and I, we did love to be like, hey, look at that walled community that we don't belong to because we're in the middle class that's getting destroyed. If the zombie apocalypse came, we could probably get in there and that would like provide some natural defenses from the zombies, right? It wasn't until I got to Bitcoin that, I'm telling you, Stacey, Bitcoin rewired my brain straight up. I mean, I think I naturally have a high preference for time. I want things right now. And then that got worse through our society and our smartphones and, you know, overnight shipping and like the fact that you can just get immediate gratification. Bitcoin kind of helped me recover that low time preference. I actually think I had a low time preference up until about age 17. And then from age 17 to age 34, it was just, I was a degenerate individual with a super high time preference. And I'll never be able to run for president because of those 17 years. But since then, you know, I've been able to recover over the time preference and start to think about things like you're talking about, Stacey. Like, hey, I don't think we're going to enter a dystopian world where I need to like battle another man for a can of dog food to like keep my wife and kids alive. But I do want to prepare for that. Like, can I get a generator for my home that could kind of like pull from the natural gas that's underneath my street if the like electrical grid goes out?
Yeah, like, totally. Like, not in that extreme. Like, you would do what you have to do if it were to come to that. But when it comes to Bitcoin, there are just parallels of how you think about protecting your family and how to help them in the future. You know, you're thinking about survival in some way, even though it's not actually getting a generator and figuring out how to purify your own water because the world is over, you know. But it just has a parallel there, you know. And I think that that's just admirable of parents in general, you know, because Bitcoin is for everybody. Bitcoin's for kids who need it, you know, when they grow up, and for adults or older people who need to retire. But for parents, it's so important because you need it, because your focus isn't on yourself. You know, your focus is how to protect your family. You're like a guardian, you know. So you being a guardian and understanding Bitcoin is pretty much having Bitcoin as a guardian on your side to guard your family. So you just, it's like an extension of you, sort of.
Totally. I mean, the reason, one of the reasons why I feel so passionate about Bitcoin is that it is a simple switch that we can all make to go from our efforts not adding up to anything to our efforts adding up to something over time. And we have had parents on the show who come to learn that Bitcoin can help them gain a foothold in this quicksand-esque inflationary environment. We've had old men and women come on the show who realize that they can basically take their retirement nest egg and get it into Bitcoin in order to live off of it for the maximum amount of time instead of leaving the workforce only to see their retirement get them less and less far, right? Like, yeah. There have been old men and women who are like, what if I retire and run out of money and I'm still alive?
Yeah.
And we've had kids go, and especially my son, hey man, if I use this retirement calculator over here, like this Win Moon calculator, and I already have this much Bitcoin, I can retire by the time I'm age 27 and just enjoy my life, you know, running a coffee shop for fun. And my son, Stacy, has fully turned into a Bitcoiner who now asks the Tooth Fairy for Bitcoin instead of cash. And he's been getting 3,000 some odd sats a pop and estimates he has another 15,000 sats worth of teeth in his head. So he's like, he's ready to go. You know, Bitcoin is for everyone, but most especially for parents who have kids who are like, hey, how do I provide and protect and steward and guardian and sentinel? It's Bitcoin.
So how would a Tooth Fairy give Bitcoin? Would it be a Coinstar receipt under their pillow?
I can tell you exactly because it's happened in my household here, Stacey.
Number one,
the child needs to write a note to the Tooth of Fairy asking explicitly for their preferred currency, okay?
True.
My son has created a couple of, you know, pretty interesting notes to the Tooth Fairy, including taping his tooth to the note and drawing an arrow toward it and saying, proof of work. Hey,
that's
Tooth
amazing.
Fairy, here's my proof of work. It's the tooth itself. And you know fiat is a melting ice cube, therefore I would like Bitcoin. Now,
so awesome.
You put it underneath your pillow. In the morning when you wake up, your note is gone along with your tooth, but there's nothing under your pillow, which can initially feel a little bit like, well, hey, what happened? But you go to your old man or to your mom in this case, right? Whoever is the Bitcoiner in your family, you go to that parent, you ask them to open up your wallet, and then when you open your wallet, you can see several thousand Satoshis were deposited overnight. You can actually see the exact moment the Tooth Fairy dropped those sats into your wallet, and bada bing, bada boom, you are in business.
That's amazing. That is so great. So it doesn't have to be like, think outside the box. It doesn't have to be the Tooth Fairy doesn't have to go with pillows anymore. You know, you don't have to put a physical item under a pillow for your kid. Just be like, hey, check your wallet, you know, check where your Satoshis are stored and see how many more you have. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So alert, the Tooth Fairy is a Bitcoiner.
Yes. Yeah. Check out chewfugum.com. Life's too short to let the bad vibes stick. When life tries to drag you down, you don't fight, you chew. Fugum is for the moments you'd rather keep your cool and let your gum do the talking. Because Fugum is F-U gum, designed for those who don't follow. Check out the shop now with the link below. Also, accept Bitcoin. Wear your vibe, show your style, and own the moment.
I want to give a shout out to Bitcoin Sovereign. I love this brand. I love the design. Check out this amazing company.
Use code ecstasy for 10% off your order.
The Tooth Fairy values proof of work. Right?
Exactly. Hey, where's my money from my tooth? It's on the blockchain. Okay. Yeah. It's all good.
Right. And then does the Tooth Fairy send a note saying, you know, you could send notes for lightning payments. You could say something like, I don't know.
You definitely could.
Tooth Fairy can get creative with that.
The Tooth Fairy is operating on chain so that, you know, your sats are in self-custody. But maybe in the future, the Tooth Fairy will adopt some layer two solutions.
That's amazing. I love that. What a cool parenting story. Cool parenting Bitcoin story. I love that your child is understanding proof of work at an age where he's still losing teeth. That is just incredible. What a smart kid, and great parenting. You know, it makes you proud. You know, it makes you feel very proud to teach that. And it's very, as complicated as people make Bitcoin sound, it's so simple to understand. You know, a kid can understand why Bitcoin is better. And that's probably why being younger, being a child, it's really black and white why Bitcoin is better. But when you get older, you just have all of this life experience / you know, ideals and different belief systems and all these things that you've collected throughout the years that you have to break through in order to understand that this is different, but it's better and it's good. But a child doesn't have to break through so many barriers and unlearning so much, you know, so adults kind of have a little bit more of a restraint, I think.
Mm-hmm. I've had some guests on Sat Chats talk to me about how we aren't even going to need to teach our children about Bitcoin. They're simply going to accept it and use it as money. It's today's grown-ups and today's elderly who need the, you know, the brunt of our efforts to get on board.
Right. Yeah, because when you see things like, you know, all the technology that comes out and how smart kids are about seeing through, you know, what's real. Even my kids, I have a 10, 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, but they're growing up with this technology. So they could see a video and realize instantly that it's AI. And where somebody like my parents will send me the video thinking it's actual real life. And,
yeah,
you know, a child will understand like, no, this is totally Sora, or this is something that was created with AI. So they're able to filter reality from fiction. And the thing is that makes them very, like I like to use the word internet smart instead of like street smart, but these kids are getting more internet savvy and understanding and seeing the changes and adapting quicker. So even something like Sora, you know, it was a new thing you could prompt and use a picture of yourself and it could turn you into an AI video really quick. So my 11-year-old taught me about that. He was actually making videos of my mom doing crazy things. And I was amazed that my son just downloaded the app on his own and started making crazy videos of himself floating towards a Ring camera and screaming. And I was just like, wow, this is like, what prompts did you give that? It's amazing. So they're just able to adapt so quickly. So when they see this form of payment, they're like, oh, yeah, that's the new thing. I'm going to use it. You know, so it's faster, it's cheaper, whatever. It's growing over time. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So when you talked about how Bitcoin rewired your brain, you know, how do you feel? Can you explain that for people? What
Oh
that
man. Yeah, I mean it did so many things for me. And sometimes I can see why people will back away from Bitcoiners, especially brand new ones who have like big bright laser eyes, because I keep thinking about the guy from the Avengers movie who gets like he's like the scientist and he gets like corrupted by Loki's staff and gets like bright blue eyes and he's like, the cube is teaching me so much. So beautiful. You're like, dude, you're a weirdo, man. Relax. I feel like that sometimes when I'm talking to people about what Bitcoin has done for me, but it has taught me so much. And it has rewired my brain. I mean, the first thing that it did was it basically helped snap me out of this world where government money is okay. Like, I lived my whole life believing the dollar was money. And I even spent time, Stacy, studying the Middle Ages where gold and gold coins was money. And it really blew my mind to learn that earlier in time, if you wanted to amass power unto yourself, you needed to have enough money to do it. And that had to come from the people that you ruled. If you were the king of France, you know, you needed to work with your various dukes to get enough gold coin to go march off, to war. But in today's world, the government can simply award itself more of its own token to do whatever it pleases, whether we're okay with that or not. And I was like,
With
wow.
zero accountability,
Yeah.
no oversight.
It was a massive dislocation for me to say, hey, wait. The government has not always been in control of the economy's money. So in the future, it's possible that the government won't be in control of the economy's money. So I think Bitcoin, I guess, widened my perspective first and foremost to go, hey, it hasn't always been this way, so it may not always be this way, right? And that gave me a lot of hope because a government that is divorced from money has to work for it the same way my son has to tape his tooth to the letter for the tooth fairy, right? I think it also took my time preference from a high time preference to a low time preference. I do think originally I had a low preference for time, and as I became a grown up, my time preference kind of moved over into the world of being a kind of a high time preference. And Bitcoin kind of helped bring me back to myself, where it's like, hey, if I put in the efforts today, I'm capable of delaying gratification
Yes.
for a larger payout later. I just really didn't have that.
Me neither. I did not either. I think that's really huge. Like seeing that change alone that Bitcoin does for you, noticing that you aren't looking for those dopamine hits, you're not, addicted to consumerism. You're not chasing what you used to chase. So that is a humongous shift in the rewiring of your brain
Yeah.
because so many of us don't have patience. So many people are, they're rushing, they're anxious, they're, worried all the time. So I think when Bitcoin allows you to understand how it works and not just believe in it, but be convicted in it and continue to work hard and enjoy working hard so that you can keep building. It actually, that rewires you because you feel, I don't know, you just have that conviction into the future and it's just the patience is astounding. Like it's something that I never really had before. I was a very impatient person, so I totally resonate with that.
Well, can I tell you a story, Stacy? I needed a sweater. And if I went to Target to get a sweater, it would probably be like $30. And I might wear it for this winter season and then either outgrow it because, you know, your boy likes to lift stones and the gains, obviously, you know, you just start to become huge. Or maybe it might get, you know, it's not like a high quality sweater, right? And I might go through life buying 10 of those over the next 10 to 15 years, which is like $300 worth of throwaway sweaters. Well, I happened to know that we were going to be traveling to Iceland for my 40th birthday, okay? And this was just last month. And I said to myself, I'm going to wait and I'm going to invest in a sweater in Iceland that will be like a really wonderful souvenir and keepsake from my 40th birthday trip. Plus, I guarantee you it will last a lifetime.
Right.
And we went to Iceland. We drove up into the West Fjords to a historic fishing village called Stykkishólmur. And I found an Icelandic sweater there made entirely out of this lamb's wool from lambs that are allowed to roam free over the entirety of the island. They've been free with no fences since like the 9th century. It's a wild thing. The name, oh, and by the way, there were sweaters in Reykjavik in all the tourist shops that you could buy and go ahead and get your sweater right then. But I said, I'm going to wait even longer and find a real sweater. And Stacy, I found a real sweater and it had the lady's name on it who knit it by hand.
Damn.
And it probably cost me $300, which is all of those 10 sweaters combined. That sweater is going to, you will be able to burn me in that sweater when I am dead, because that's how long it's going to last. And it's the warmest sweater in my collection. And I may actually not even be able to wear it because it's not going to get cold enough in North Carolina, but I still have it. And it's a really good sweater. Bitcoin allows me to say, hey, let me hang in there until I get what I want. And let me make sure that it's worth the money that I'm paying for. I mean, I used to spend money on all sorts of random junk. As you go through the checkout line, they make you go through like a tchotchke corridor of doom. Yeah. Like, can they add $10 to your ticket?
It's like,
and these days I'm like, no.
Programming.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get the soda or the magazine or the whiz bang. Like, I'm just here to buy what I'm here to buy. And I'm going to get out of here. So it rewired my perspective on history, Bitcoin did. It rewired my preference for time. It helped me avoid small purchases that were meaningless and save up for purchases that were meaningful. I'll tell you what, Stacy, it made me start focusing more on my own physical health and what I ate and drank, exercise, all of it. Right. Bitcoin, like, I don't know, it's almost like Bitcoin is the base layer of how we live our lives, because money is basically how we operate in this world. Like, we exchange money with one another in order to do everything. So,
well, when you have hope for the future and you have conviction and believe in that future, that it's here already, but it's getting better and better. And the work that you're putting in means something and isn't stolen from you. Your time isn't stolen that you wasted or spent working. But that work that you put in, you're storing that value and you have hope for the future. So you want to take care of yourself and your body. And, you know, it's like everything that your shift in thinking, I want something that lasts, something that means something. Also it's like sort of environmental too, cause you're not going to buy 30 sweaters and just chuck them or like give them to Goodwill. And who knows, like, it just feels like, yeah, you can. I like to give stuff away when I get rid of things, not just throw them out. But at the same time, there's so much that people throw out. There's so much that people recycle that you buy and you get rid of later. And it's just wasteful. It's not good for the environment. So it's almost like Bitcoin helps your body, you know, get stronger, get healthier into the future because you want to be around and be healthy for the better future. But you also do good for the environment because you're not wasting and you're not just buying things you don't need because you'd rather save that money because it teaches you to save again. And I think even with the whole, You know, I think I've seen that shift myself too, as far as going shopping. I don't like going shopping really too much since I've become a Bitcoiner, but I did go shopping this week for the first time in, I don't know, forever in person. Sometimes I'll order stuff online because I just need something, but I just went in person and I did enjoy it. I enjoyed going around looking at what's new, even though I kind of hate the styles these days that they have for women. Everything's like a bubble top sort of shirt. But I found myself thinking that I'm doing better too with my health. I've been getting better and better because of that better future I'm looking forward to and just doing better for myself. So I didn't want to say, normally I'd find something I like and I would just get a whole bunch of stuff. And this time I'm like, no, you know what? Maybe next year, you know, I won't need this size or this thing. So I'm not just going to waste money on it. But I like that I could turn away from things that I didn't feel like before. I would just buy it just to burn the cash, you know, and just waste money on it. But it didn't make me happy like it used to. It wasn't this dopamine like, oh, I just bought this new thing that I might wear once. You know, it gave me more like, what does this, like, will this have value to me? Will I actually wear this thing? And then it also caused me to, I don't know if you've noticed this too with yourself. Before we got on the show, we were discussing what we did over the weekend when we weren't working, but decluttering also. I think that's a really huge thing, getting a little bit more minimalistic in life, because when you see all the money you have wasted over the years and you get rid of things that you don't need or use anymore, it puts things into perspective how much you have wasted and what you don't really need. And that kind of helps you shift. I don't know if that helps you shift or Bitcoin helped me shift. I'm not sure. I think it's Bitcoin that did it.
Oh, I mean, first of all, me and every other guy watching this episode are like, what is a bubble top? But Marie Kondo helped me to attempt, at least. I've attempted several times to go through her process of decluttering, and it's great every single time. But now, as a Bitcoiner, I'm like, I wonder how many Satoshis are just cluttering up my home right now. And if I could go through them, offload them, whatever, give them to my mom to put on Facebook Marketplace because I ain't got no kind of account on that platform. Yeah. Like, what if I could get $10, $20, $100, right, turn that into Satoshis, have a more peaceful indoor environment where everything I see sparks joy. I love that piece of art. I love this outfit. I love that book. Instead of like, dude, what is in this storage closet? Right. What is in here?
Yes. And most of the stuff you haven't used in 5 to 10 years or something, you know, you don't need it. So it's like, why do we store this stuff? We just don't want to even put in the work sometimes to, you know, when people lack energy, you don't even have the energy to want to declutter because you're so busy hustling and grinding and getting nowhere. But when you see Bitcoin is you're hustling and grinding and it gives you energy because you realize you're benefiting from this long term, you have more energy now to do these things that make you feel better looking around your space and not seeing all the junk, you know, and you appreciate the things in your home. And I don't know, I think having a clean room is having a clean mind, you know? So when people have a messy room, their mind is cluttered. And I don't know, it's like, it's a weird, something so strange how you change that way. Like it had, I mean, I believe and you believe, I think that Bitcoin did that to us. You know, I don't think I changed first. I didn't start decluttering first and then found Bitcoin.
Well, think about this. Bitcoin also helps you declutter your financial portfolio, for lack of a better term, like your strategy for generational wealth. I mean, right. Before I found Bitcoin, I had my employee salary that I was earning. I had, some cash for like a, you know, Dave Ramsey style 1 month emergency fund. And I had some random stocks from earlier in my life, along with a retirement portfolio that was like a random mix of stuff. And it was just all messy. And my only option to try to do better, because my retirement wasn't on track at all, was to like become a Wall Street bro and like trade GameStop or something, or try to turn myself into a tiny Robert Kiyosaki and like take out a loan to buy a home, to rent it to someone, to generate passive income. And like, it's a mess. I would much rather just drive every ounce of financial energy I have into some nice, neat, tidy little units of account.
Mm-hmm.
And
verifiable. Verifiable, yes. And I think I love that you said that, because Bitcoin, yes, exactly. It helps you declutter your finances, not just your life, because of your mindset and how you look at the world and how you look at value around you. And but I love that it helps declutter your finances. And that's maybe where the decluttering starts. Maybe maybe it starts with decluttering the finances that leads to other things. Because like Michael Saylor said, you know, you only need one chair. That saying, you don't need to diversify because Bitcoin is the best tool for the job. So why would you need a clutter of tools that you'll never use when you always pick up your favorite hammer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're always going to pick up, this is a good hammer. This, you know, why do you need 10 hammers? Why do you need, one tool for a job, and Bitcoin is the best tool. So it, you know, when people still talk about diversifying, they still don't understand what Bitcoin really is, and you don't need to clutter your life financially. What else? I mean, when you have something like Bitcoin that is immutable, unchangeable, protects from theft, from creating more units, and it's just, there's so many things about it, but it protects you. And I don't know, I had like a really great point right now. Shoot, I'll think of it, but go ahead.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that Stacey and I are so intense about Bitcoin that the chairs we are sitting in are actually generated by Sora, thanks to Stacey's younger child. We're actually squatting, right. We're hovering over air because we sold our chairs for Bitcoin,
yeah,
right?
This isn't
like,
even
come
a
on.
Back here. This is just AI generated background.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have any possessions, right? We just want some Bitcoin.
Right. Look at that. And even your, you know, your LEDs in the back, you know, it's like you have such a great, what we have green screens. What is that? That's what we have. Yes. We have green screens.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're living like the meme where you actually just have a mattress on the ground, you know? And we're happy.
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who needs stuff like when you can have experiences, quite frankly?
Right.
Who needs stuff when you can have experiences? Like,
yes.
I'm not really going to remember the things in my life. I'm going to remember the experiences that I had with my wife and with my kids. And I don't want to trade away my Satoshis for meaningless things that aren't really going to make an impact anymore. I want to save up to go to Iceland and get that sweater, or in my case, to go down to Disney World and, you know, ride Big Thunder Mountain with my kids. So Bitcoin, it really is this like, it's the money of the future. I mean, and you do need to spend a lot of time. Well, I don't know. I was going to say you do need to spend a lot of time studying Bitcoin in order to understand it and adopt it. But on SatChats, we've been able to get people to basically recognize that you don't.
You just
need to get started.
How do you find your guests to teach them about this?
How do we find them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I mean, we're here in Raleigh, North Carolina, so we did a great deal of networking to find local people who have Bitcoin and want to come share their story with us, or do not have Bitcoin but have some questions that they want answered, right? Also, friends and family that'll just throw us a bone and do us a favor of coming and being our guest. But they're some of the ones that have adopted it the most after coming on the show. We also did some work through like a podcasting guest matching platform for a little while,
mm-hmm.
to bring in guests who were Bitcoiners and wanted to talk about Bitcoin. But we've been doing this for getting close to a year now, not quite. And we've kind of picked up a head of steam to where you can go to our website, satchats.com, and sign up to come be on the show. And people who watch the show eventually decide to sign up. And we're getting to a point where, you know, you and I are taping this in November, and we shoot like 6 episodes a week. There aren't really any available slots until like the new year at this point, because there's enough demand of Bitcoiners who are like, hey, I want to come share my story, and people who want to get their questions answered. So it's starting to get some momentum, but it took a lot of networking and pushing in the beginning for sure.
Yeah, that's so amazing to hear. And I thank you for making this work, because I had a mix up recently with my schedule, and, you know, we were able to get this in. So that is great. I can't believe, you know, you're booked till the new year. That's insane. So yeah, you have great demand there. The channel is growing. It's doing very well. People are loving it. And you're putting out a lot of content, and people are looking for real, authentic content, you know, not just, I don't know, it felt like to me it was getting a little, you know, not boring, but some podcasts, it feels like an echo chamber of recent news, recent Bitcoin news. And it just feels like so much of that. So I'm always looking for something unique, somebody to just, you know, talk to. It's like a Bitcoin hangout. That's what it feels like. And people teaching, people watching someone orange pill somebody is so much fun. You know, so I love what you're doing. I would like to actually host, or not host, but like I have a section on the channel for features, channel where I can feature different content creators, different YouTubers and channels. So I am going to be putting your channel on my feature podcast section.
Let's go.
Very excited to do that. You're doing amazing things, and I'm just appreciate and respect the hustle and the passion. And that's part of the reason why when you have people join you, and you have this energy, you know, you have the energy of your, you know, people could feel the excitement, they could feel the passion, and they could feel the energy in the room. You've created a beautiful studio. So if people, you know, do people join you in person?
100%, 100%.
Yeah. You have this amazing space where they can come live, join you in person, and then that entire vibe, you know, combined with you teaching them or answering their questions, is like, this was so much fun. I enjoyed my time here. I'm a Bitcoiner now, you know? So it's like that's the energy that you're bringing is powerful.
Well, it's interesting for you to say that, Stacey, because I really started my Bitcoin journey in earnest January of last year. So I'm class of 2024. And I spent all day, every day consuming Bitcoin podcasts, Simply Bitcoin, What Bitcoin Did, Coin Stories. Those were like my three big ones. And I was able to get up to speed very quickly on today's most recent developments or news headlines or political, you know, goings on. And I was able to get up to speed very quickly on tomorrow's predictions. Like, we think the price is going to be here. We think the price is going to be there. But after a while, you're kind of all caught up on today and tomorrow. And unless you want to go deeper into some kind of financial learning curve that's going to be difficult to gobble up, or just flat out uninteresting, or deeper into a technical rabbit hole, which might throw you off its back quickly when you get into like lines of code, where are you going to go to spend more time with Bitcoiners? Well, at SatChats, we set out specifically to focus not on today or tomorrow, but basically on yesterday.
Amazing.
Right? Like, hey, you're a Bitcoiner. When did you discover Bitcoin?
Yep.
What did it feel like to discover Bitcoin? What did you struggle with? What is it like now that you're on a Bitcoin standard? Or to work with a pre-coiner who has questions that are evergreen that many people have, right? So it's a way to create evergreen educational content that is interesting and based in stories, right? I mean, we have the story of number 14, Robert, who is a 72-year-old man here in Raleigh.
And I love that you know your guests and what number episode they were off the top of your head.
It's a bit of a mania, but it helps you search for it pretty easily on YouTube.
So cool.
He came into the studio and said, I built my wealth buying homes, but the pandemic took that from me when the government said no one needed to pay rent anymore. I went on YouTube as an old man. I taught myself about Bitcoin. I sold 6 homes here in Raleigh, smashed it into Bitcoin on the way down to $20,000. And now it's gone 5X or 6X. And I have enough money for my wife and I to live, not to be 100 years old, but 100,000 years old, yeah. Stacey, right? We've got the story of number 27, Adam, who has been buying Bitcoin with spare change since it started. And even though he threw away a laptop with 400 Bitcoin on it, which would be $40 million in today's terms, he's not even mad about it because he's just been buying a little bit over time and he's got as much as he needs, right? So
that's crazy. See, that's what like dollar cost averaging, even if it's spare change for a period of time. I mean, it doesn't mean that just because Bitcoin is this price today, it's just going to stay there and you're stuck. You know, it's always going to go up. You know, it's getting infinitely more scarce. So that is such a cool story to think. I want to see both of those episodes already. So I'm just going to be adding, turning on my notifications. And that's another thing. When you find a channel you like, you know, and you find content that's real and stories that are interesting and people that are cool, you know, and have just, I don't know, it's like that's the kind of stuff I want to see as a Bitcoiner. I want to see authenticity. You know, I want to see, again, the past, the getting into it, all this stuff. You know, I think turning on notifications so you can see new videos, you know, check it out. You know, it's like sometimes even the title, I think we try to title these things so that people can come and watch. But I find that hard sometimes myself because this, it's like whenever I talk to every one of my guests, you're incredible. I want people to go subscribe to your channel. I need people to go over there and do that and turn on their notifications. But when you sometimes title a video and people see the title and they scroll past, it's like when you hear someone you like, share it with other people so they can go check it out. Just start listening. You know, it's not always like, you know, what you think it is. There's so much more to each episode, so much more to each guest that a title doesn't capture, you know, what's in that episode. So anyone who enjoys this, please share it with other people, go subscribe to Sat Chats. I'm going to link everything out. Everything will be down below in the video, but check it out and support it because it makes you feel good. It makes you happy. And as a Bitcoiner, I think Bitcoiners, before Bitcoin, you are obsessed with news and obsessed with what's going on in the world and all this stuff. But once you become a Bitcoiner, it starves this old system that relies on attention, human attention for money, for monetization. So once you become a Bitcoiner, you starve that system of that monetization that they need to survive because you don't give a crap anymore, right? Yeah. So
dang, that's crazy. You're right. I mean, we live in an attention-based economy right now. And as a Bitcoiner, I have converted over to a value-based economy. Sometimes I still spend too much time on YouTube Shorts, all right?
But you're not getting consumed. Like, they want to keep you addicted to certain types of social media and keep showing you ads, keep sending you emails and everything to keep you hooked, like the political polarization that's going on and the clickbait. It's all for impressions and to give you impressions and possible sales on different things, which when you become a Bitcoiner, you're not caring about this consumerism. You're not going to be fooled and try to like, oh, I need this now because it'll kick my dopamine up. You don't care. And you're also realizing that most of the shit going on is for manipulation purposes and to keep you distracted. So as a Bitcoiner, you see the truth and you're just suffocating. So the more people we bring into Bitcoin, we're starving that system.
Dang, that's a new thing I haven't heard yet. And that is lighting me on fire. Let's absolutely go. Now, this is the part of the show, Stacey, where I'm going to take over the end of your podcast because I need to deliver some value to you in exchange for the value that you have provided for me, especially in that whole attention-based economy starvation mode. I'm fully going to use that on some episodes here coming up soon. Now, at the end of each one of our episodes, okay, when all of your wonderful subscribers come and check out our channel, they will see that we do offer each one of our guests $50, which let me actually grab it here. Hang on.
That's so crazy. I love that you're doing this.
For here all- he is. All right. Good old Ulysses S. Grant. All right. The president directly after Abraham Lincoln. They try to upgrade this system. All they can do is make the president's face bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, I think Ulysses S. Grant's eyeball will be the only thing featured on the front of this bill, but it's all good. We'll give you your choice of $50 worth of cash, which is probably going to buy you $20 worth of stuff later, or right. $50 worth of Bitcoin. Right now, you can get 974 sats for a buck, all right? I'm going to X that by 50. 48,700 satoshis. Which one would you like from Satchats?
First of all, this is amazing that you're doing this for your guests. Like, your gift, and not only when you bring people guests on, okay, you know my answer. It's going to be Bitcoin. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is
bye, Felicia.
I mean, honestly, unless you're burning that cash, do not save that junk. You know, save your Bitcoin. Use the network. Spend your Bitcoin. I love it. Thank you so much. And wow, I'm blown away. I'm blown away because you're taking your hard-earned time spent working. You're grinding still, you're stacking sats, you're building this channel, and you're inviting guests who don't know about Bitcoin, and you're sending them, if they make the right choice, you're sending them Bitcoin for their first transaction. So yeah. It's like you're just not only orange-pilling them, you're actually getting them started in this. And, you know, it just shows you what a different system Bitcoin is. Like, you don't, not just sending the sats, but also the value of sharing each other's content, appreciating each other's work and insight. And it's just such a different type of world. It's a different type of world where you want to see others, you know, get better. You want to support each other, and you want to just give, you know, giving, that's so, so nice. And I think it's very powerful and a great message to send. And it just shows you how much you care and how much work you're putting into your fiat job, but also to your YouTube channel and to your guests that you care about so much that you know each of their episode numbers. That is ridiculous. I mean, I know my guests, but oh my God, if I had to number them, and Jesus Christ, like that's really impressive. Six episodes a week and you have your numbers, like, you know, off the top of your head.
Yeah.
You must have a photographic memory. So that's pretty impressive. Well, sorry, I just went on a complete rant after you just like did that whole thing.
Hey, look. I get it. And I'm pumped up about Bitcoin too. And I am so pumped up that I am committed to Hulkamaniacing the entire world onto a Bitcoin standard by myself if I have to. I want to chat about sats with over 8 billion people, and I've gotten to 137 of them so far, and I ain't stopping yet. So if you guys want more chats about sats, then check out our channel. Stacy's right. When you subscribe, you will be entered for your chance to win not 48,700 that Stacy just got, but 2 million sats, 2 million satoshis when we reach 10,000 subscribers. We're trying to put that underneath our Christmas tree. And hang on, Stacy, if you tune in Fridays at 11 a.m., it's the live game show, TikTok Next Block, where you play for a million sats. Every week, a million satoshis. I'm just take my sats. Just take them. Bitcoin's so cool. Just take my freaking sats already. That's all I want.
What time of day on Friday is this?
It's at 11 a.m. Eastern. So you can sign up to play. You come on the show. You answer trivia about Bitcoin and about sat chats. There's 14 questions between you and a million sats. You can play along in the chat as well.
It's so cool.
For every question you get right in the chat, if you're the first person to submit the answer, you get 1,000 sats as well. So you can get sats by playing the game. You can get sats by playing in the chat. You can get sats by being a guest on our show.
How do you do this? Do you just ask everyone for their Lightning address?
Some people like Lightning. Some people like on-chain. Some people even are like, yo, here's my Liquid. We do all three of it through our Aqua wallet. So we deliver it to you however you see fit.
That's amazing.
And technically, you can get cash, but you know, you'll have to watch my sister's episode, number 80, Lydia. She looks directly into the camera at the beginning of the episode and says, my name is Lydia. I'm taking the cash and I'm going to spend it on tacos tonight. So
well,
it was
again,
a devastating
episode.
She
burned it. At least she burned it. And she wasn't like, I'm putting it in my savings account because I believe in this more. You know, that is not the right idea. But burning it, yes, you need to eat, right? You know, so you're gonna spend something. Yeah. But you know, now with this new Square, I love what Square is doing, where they're coming out with the payments on November 10th, so you can still take the sats and go spend it on your tacos from your Bitcoin wallet if you really need to. So just to support the network, if you think this thing is something that you want to build and invest in, save money in, take the sats anyway, you know, and go spend them with Square. You know, there's awesome websites too that where you could find Square merchants, you know, and see who's accepting Square. So you can find out where to spend your Bitcoin for those for that food or whatever you need, makeup maybe. So
I'm pumped about that too. Let's go. Yeah. Jack Dorsey is crushing it.
Oh God, it's so great. I mean, and it's only going to put pressure on other systems to do the same thing. You know, it's like when people start seeing all these businesses saying they accept this, and this, and Bitcoin is one of them. You know, it'll have more people asking if they can do it in other shops, and it'll kind of put a little pressure on the system. So I love it. So you, oh my God, I want to join as a podcaster. Sometimes it's hard because we were talking also, I think before the show, how much time you put into not only your regular job, you know, we both have families as well. And then the YouTube channel, recording, putting all the content out there. It all takes time. So sometimes I am guilty of, you know, I love, you know, so many people's channels, but I don't get around to watching too many of them. And that's why I want to feature them on my homepage, the channels I love, you know, because the type of content I want to see is the type of content I'm featuring on my channel. So I want to see your type of content. I will make more of an effort to watch more of my shows when I'm not doing, you know, even if you're working at a job where you could just listen to something, listen to a great podcast that's a Bitcoin podcast. Make sure you like those videos, you know, liking the videos, subscribing if you like something, turning on the alerts, but liking the videos or commenting. Commenting makes a real big difference for YouTubers like us starting out. You know, we both started out around the same time. And it helps the algorithm, you know, like YouTube algorithm, to push the content out to more people. So yeah, liking and commenting is super important. Sharing is important. Share with people who might like this, like your channel. And what you're doing is so amazing. I mean, you make it fun and you make, look, you're booked till the new year, you know? So people, okay, fine. You're enticing them with the little like, hey, you get some Bitcoin at the end of the show, or cash if you choose to take it. But it's a nice test to see who's going to do what, you know. It's nice to kind of have that data. But yeah, people are drawn in by this, you know, $50, even if it's a no coiner and they have zero Bitcoin, they'll say, okay, I'll take $50 to come learn about Bitcoin. And then you orange pill them. So it's such a great, it's not just great what you're doing, it's you're helping educate that way. You know, you found a way to bring people in that aren't part of the echo chamber, people that are outside of it, and, you know, you're doing great work.
Thank you. And you too. I mean, I feel like there is a wave of new content creators who are filling in the gaps that the more successful shows have created by focusing on today's developments and tomorrow's predictions, right? So let's go. You know, Bitcoin Nova, I can't do the X, Stacey, where it's like, Bitcoin Nova X Satcha. I'm not young enough for that. I can't do like the crossover. I'm too dang old for that. But you know, Bitcoin Nova plus Satchats, I can roll. That feels more familiar to me. Yeah. Let's go. You know what I mean? Let's collaborate.
It. Yeah, I think so. Good. I would love that. Yes. And even when I put out this video, there's even things I'm learning all the time on YouTube about a collaboration feature where you can add the, you know, add the collaborator. So you could add the channel that you spoke to the person. So yeah, I'd like to do this again. I'd like to, you know, do panels of sorts, whatever. You know, it's really great talking to you, getting to know you. And yeah, this is just one of those things going back to that starving of the energy sort of idea, starving that system of energy that it needs. It's almost like we go from that world where we're used to just being addicted to the news and, you know, that dopamine hit too of like being very sucked into something, to when you get to Bitcoin, you're trying to learn about it. You are looking into the, you know, the global macro and what's going on in the world now. Will Bitcoin, are we in a bull run? Is it going up or down? Whatever. But when you have this long-term approach and you've been in it and you just, even since you got started, you get to a point where you just are so convicted that it doesn't matter anymore. You know, you're not like worrying about what China's doing or what Trump is doing or what's going on anywhere. You understand that Bitcoin is number go up eventually, always. The scarcity is, you know, when you understand Bitcoin, you really don't need all that anymore. You kind of just don't waste your time on it anymore. So all the channels that focus so much on that, I guess it's to draw in the finance people that are obsessed with numbers and the people stuck in fiat world where they're obsessed with today's news. But real Bitcoiners, I think, start to escape from that world and they're tired of hearing the same stuff. So we're getting to a point with this, yes, this new wave of content creators where we just want authenticity in real people and fun, positive energy, and just talking Bitcoiner hangouts. I love it.
Yeah, let's go. I'm in the studio every day searching for people who will talk to me about Bitcoin and take my Bitcoin from me. So if you need me to be on a panel or whatever, I'm literally here. And I'm just still until someone's ready to talk to me. I'm like, all right, let's go. Yes, here we go.
That's amazing. We maybe we'll have you on the Hive Minded one day. That's my other extension of the Bitcoin Nova that I do. And that's usually me, my husband, Killer B, and then we have a fourth person. So it's just fun to just talk about whatever's going on. It's just a Bitcoin hangout. It doesn't have to be only Bitcoin talk. It's just we always end up connecting it back to Bitcoin, but it's just mainly just having fun. Reacting to stuff just for Bitcoiners to have a place to chill and just have a good time together.
I'm there.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I will be seeing you later. We're going to be doing our episode on your show together. So I'm totally looking forward to that. Thank you for getting me in your busy schedule. And I will be talking to you soon. Thank you everybody for watching. Please subscribe to Sat Chats. Is it Sat Chats Productions?
It's just Sat Chat. So if they search on YouTube for Sat Chats, they'll find us. But we can do this as a collaboration too, where they can click right on it.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. Go check out his channel. Support, like, and comment. See you next time. Take care.